The Hub, Dangerous Territory, by James H. Schmitz, edited by Eric Flint. The Searcher. It was night in that part of the world of Masmiali, deep night, for much of the sky was obscured by the dense cosmic cloud called the Pit, little more than 2 light-years away. Overhead, only a scattering of nearby stars twinkled against the sullen gloom of the cloud. Far to the east, its curving edges were limned in brilliance, for beyond it, still just below the horizon, blazed the central sun clusters of the Hub. The landscaped private spaceport was well lit, but almost deserted. A number of small ships stood about in their individual stations, and two watchmen on a pair of float scooters were making a tour of the grounds, moving along unhurriedly, 20 feet up in the air. They weren't too concerned about intruders. The ships were locked, and there was little else of value around to steal. But their duties included inspecting the area every 2 hours, and they were doing it. One of them checked his scooter suddenly, said through his mic, "Take a look at 22, will you?" His companion turned his head in the indicated direction. The ship at Station 22 was the largest one here at present, an interstellar yacht which had berthed late in the afternoon following an extensive pleasure cruise. He stared in surprise, asked,
"Nobody on board, is there?"
The first watchman was checking his list.
"Not supposed to be until tomorrow. She's getting a standard overhaul then. What do you suppose that stuff is?"
The stuff he referred to looked like a stream of pale purple fire welling silently out of the solid hull of the yacht, about halfway up its side. It flowed down along the side of the ship, vanishing as it touched the ground, appeared actually to be pouring on unchecked through the base of Station 22 into the earth. Both men had glanced automatically at the radiation indicators on the scooters and found them reassuringly inactive. But it was a puzzling, eerie sight.
"It's new to me,"
the other man said uneasily.
"Better report it right away. There might be somebody on board, maybe, messing around with the engines. Wait a moment, it's stopping."
They looked on in silence as the last of the fiery flow slid down the yacht, disappeared soundlessly into the station's foundation. The first watchman shook his head.
"I'll call a super," he said. "He'll..."
A sharp whistling rose simultaneously from the two radiation indicators. Pale fire surged out of the ground beneath the scooters, curved over them, enclosing the men and their vehicles. For a moment, the figures of the watchmen moved convulsively in a shifting purple glow. Then they appeared to melt and vanished. The fire sank back to the ground, flowed down into it. The piercing clamor of the radiation indicators faded quickly to a whisper and ended. The scooters hung in the air motionless, apparently undamaged. But the watchmen were gone.